Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we pursue another topic. And if you've been with me these last several days, it's been pretty intense in terms of realizing what is necessary for us to really see revival in our personal lives. We've been looking at the struggle, the tears, the intercession that Jacob had to go through in order to be transformed, that he could become a prince with God. Well, Scripture tells us that to everything there is a time and a God-given purpose for every season under heaven. There is a time there, you know, weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. So if you've hung in with me these last few days, I want to speak on a blessed subject, and that is times of refreshing. Beloved, something powerful is happening in the realm of the Spirit. Can you sense it? God is doing a new thing. He is revealing His holy arm to the world. Not that His power has always been there, but He is waiting for His people to respond and pray, and we've been doing that. It will be seen in every nation of the world. All flesh, as Isaiah says, will see it together. And beloved, doesn't your inner man feel it? Don't you sense something in the hidden man of your heart, a fresh anticipation for what God is going to do? In Isaiah, the 28th chapter, verses 9 through 10, the word of the Lord says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." In other words, God has, He has a plan. He's got spiritual principles and dynamics that have to be in operation for us to experience the blessings of God. And isn't that what we want? If we will do what the Word says, if we will pray and humble ourselves, again, that scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, God says. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Beloved, we can't be responsible for the results. That's God's express, that's His metron, if you will. He will move as He desires, but what He is asking is for us to be obedient to what He is asking of us to do. And when we do that, we are going to be transformed in our lives. We're not responsible for the results. Again, it's our responsibility, first of all, to deal with our own lives. That's why He says to repent. Where do I get that phrase, times of refreshing? Listen to this. It's Acts 3:19. This is the early church. The Word of God says there, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." Isn't that what we've been talking about the last week and a half on the broadcast? Transformed, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So as we repent, as we are converted, as we are transformed, then times of refreshing, times of blessing come from the presence of God. We're going to see and hear the things of God in His anointing that will unlock the blessing, the promises of God's Word, and we will begin to experience the richness of the things that we've read about, which we've dreamed about, which we've believed, but we are going to start to experience them in our lives. There is an unprecedented hunger in the heart of God's people, in His remnant, from coast to coast and around the world. Why? Because the Word says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Hear what Joel says in the second chapter, verse 25. Oh, this is, claim this scripture, beloved. I will restore to you, brother, to you, sister, that the years, we're talking a long time now, okay, that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. You know, he will purify the sons of Levi by the spirit of burning, of fire. He'll let us go through trials so we can be purified. We are his kings and priests. Beloved, people are tired of a lifeless, powerless gospel. They're tired of insipid preaching today. God is setting a table for his people that consists of the meat of the word. People are ready to hear and feast on the word of truth being revealed in these great days in which we're living, the end of times. I mean, we are in the end times, beloved. If you've had any doubt, doubt not. Just look at the world around us. And beloved, one of the greatest needs in our church today, in this time in which we're living, is for Holy Ghost anointed preachers of the Bible, men and women of God, who will faithfully proclaim the delivering power of the Word of God. The sheep, God's people, need more than clever slogans and cutesy programs. The sheep need to be fed the meat of the word. And God just quickened to my heart something, and I better obey him. God wants to deal with the pain you've gone through, or even in right now. God is a merciful God. And he wants to heal us of the pain that we have known in our lives, to heal our wounds, not just physical pain, but mental and emotional, psychological pain. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now. Lord, you laid this on my heart. There are those of you who are suffering in pain right now. Doesn't have to be literal physical pain, but beloved, psychological, emotional pain is just as real as having a broken leg. And so, Father, I pray for the balm of Gilead. I pray that you will bind up. I pray that you will heal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, receive his anointing, his healing touch right now. Thank you, Lord. God is opening our eyes, beloved. Ephesians 1 and 18 puts it this way, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, oh, hallelujah, the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep. Oh, beloved, take this as a personal word. He's done that in each one of our lives, hasn't he? And I will look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. Hear the love and compassion and tenderness of the Lord in these scriptures. I will rescue them. I'm going to rescue you, beloved, from all the places. This is a prophetic word, where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. Oh, don't you want to take a deep breath? Hallelujah. And there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. Praise God. Beloved, he's the good shepherd. He's holding you as a little lamb. He's leading you as a sheep. Praise God. I myself, the Lord says, will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. Hallelujah. Your loved ones, He's going to go after them. I will bind up the injured. That's what he's doing. Even as we pray, I prayed that simple prayer. He's doing that right now and strengthening the weak. But the sleek and the strong will I destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. Beloved, we don't have to be concerned about the wicked. We can pray for salvation, that God will touch their hearts. But God is doing a sovereign work. That scripture just comes to mind. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also who hate him flee before him. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous rejoice, let them rejoice exceedingly before God. Let them exalt him that rideth upon the heavens, that by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. This is the God that we serve. John 10 and 14 says, these are the words of Jesus. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. John 10, 4 and 5 says, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they're going to run away from him because they don't recognize a stranger's voice. Beloved, that is what God is doing today. Hallelujah. He's bringing the lost sheep back. He's going after the backslider. He's going after that one lost sheep, leaving the 99 and going after them. Beloved, take heart. We all, at one point, were lost sheep, but we've been brought back into the fold. And those that we love that are still out there, he's going after them. Amen. Beloved, as you've allowed God to deal with your own life, take heart. Times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. These are the times in which we are living. Times of repentance, but after that repentance comes times of refreshing. Let me read it one more time and close with this scripture, Acts 3 and 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time's gone. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your needs. I pray for you every day. I love you dearly. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.